Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show coming to you live down here in South Florida, here at Deerfield Beach, right on the ocean, and it's very, very cool. I am very excited for two things. I got my anybody in my neighborhood that happens to be listening. Well, yes, that giant neon sign is in the now lit up. That's my new sign. My live on the air sign came in. For the studio. Doesn't sound like much to anybody else, but to me, I think it's pretty cool. I feel like I'm in a nightclub or at least a dive bar. Tonight, I'm very, very excited. We've got a rock and roll legend. He's got a new band and whatnot, and they have their debut CD is debuting later this month, August 24th. But Mr. Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip. Billy, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for the intro. I love legend.
it's true. You know, it's true. You know, Billy, I grew up in outside of Detroit. Now, I know you're from Cleveland. So, yep. And I think a lot of people don't really realize, they think that this all hard rock and everything's out on the coast and whatnot. There is, of course, but man, I tell you, in the Midwest, they rock hard, and it's just in the blood. I don't know what it is, but it definitely is.
Well, you know, I am in Cleveland, the rock and roll capital of the world. I literally live 15 minutes away from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Right on the water.
It creates into you. There you go.
Yeah.
Cleveland's a fun town. Yeah. I always have a good time in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes a little.
There's a lot of history. A lot of history out of Cleveland. Trent Reznor, you know, broke out of a club called the Fantasy Theater, Fantasy Nightclub in Cleveland, Ohio. And you know, there's a lot of history and a lot of debauchery that's happened over the years. But I'm happy to call myself from Cleveland, Ohio, and I've toured all over, but I've never moved away. I've stayed in Cleveland my whole life, and I'm proud to say Clevelander.
Nice. Well, it's very cool. You know, it's I remember my father growing up, my father had a business where he bought and sold big industrial manufacturing equipment. And I remember the first time going to Cleveland, coming up the freeway there, and there was all this industry. No, I'm dating myself. This was a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen, but it looked like you were driving into the Death Star or something. It was just
You're talking about Republic Steel and the steel plants down there. And my grandfather worked his tail off for his whole life at Republic Steel and allowed my father to become my father's an established guitar player in Cleveland. And then I followed my father's footsteps, and I luckily got to break out of Cleveland. So I got the best of both worlds.
Well, let me ask you, when you were a kid, I think we're probably about the same age and whatnot. Were you that? I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. But growing up, man, all of my were in bands. You know what I mean? That was that, and they all played guitar. Not all, but the majority. Were you that guy? But there was a couple people that I knew that were that guy that organized, that got bands together and rehearsed and got gigs.
I was that guy. Listen to this. My father taught me how to play guitar at about 5 years old. And at 6 years old, I sang live on stage and played lead guitar. 6 years old, I sang Johnny Be Good at the North Royalton Homecoming Festival. And there was a picture of me in the paper. And I've always, you know, had bands. And my dad taught me all these licks. And one famous fact about my father got to play on stage lead guitar right with B.B. King. Back when my dad was 17 years old, he got to play with B.B. King. And so got some good roots. And all my entire family is all in music and bands. My uncles, my cousins. I was in an all-occasion lounge wedding band with my mom at 14. She played keyboards, I played guitar, and as much as I want to stab myself in the neck if I ever have to play the song Hurt So Good, I played the song Hurt So Good when it was modern rock, all right? So that gives you my age right there. Do the math.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you. I am right there with you. It was, oh, man, it was so funny. I remember growing up in those eras. And it's funny because, like, I when I lived in California, I had a I owned a gallery out there, and I had all these young kids working for me. Not young kids, but youngsters working for me. And they're like, oh, man, the 80s, it was just all good. I'm like, no, there was some good music in the 80s, but it wasn't like you turned on MTV and it was just all good music. You had to sit through a lot of Lionel Richie, man, before they would play a Maiden video.
You're
something.
Right. You had to sit through that and Bow Wow Wow and some weird stuff.
Absolutely.
But I remember coming home from high school one day, or middle school or whatever, and my dad was like, dude, you got to get in the house. They got this new thing called MTV. Wait till you see this. My dad introduced me to MTV. And my dad was the first guy on the block to have a VCR. So I used to run videotapes, man. I'd tape all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. I remember. Oh, man. It was our first VCR. This'll date you. It wasn't a remote control. It had a control with a wire attached to it.
With a wire.
So you could only go.
Ours was a Hitachi. And I kind of like that because I'm forever searching for the remote or my phone. Yeah.
Exactly.
Put a cord on it. Put a leash on it. I don't want to lose it anymore.
That's right. So you're playing all these bands and doing all this, getting all this, you know, real world experience and knowledge from your family and whatnot. How cool is that?
Yeah.
How did it? How? What happened besides working your tail off to get you for that breakout moment to happen? How did that come about?
Well, you know, that is a great question and a great answer. So I had a couple bands in Cleveland, and my big claim to fame band was Kid Wicked. I had a band called Kid Wicked. We were, you know, Cleveland's, you know, answer to, we did commercial music like Bon Jovi and Poison, but we also kind of did some scary harmonic guitar solos. So you're talking about these songs like Do You Love Me, you know, these love, like pop rock songs, like rock. And then all of a sudden we're busting these metal solos. So it was kind of unique. And I did that like the end of the 80s and into the 90s, and all of a sudden Kurt Cobain hit. And I got asked by this agency to, like, hey, you look just like Kurt Cobain. We can book you all over. And we weren't doing anything. We had showcased earlier, you know, late 80s and early 90s for Atlantic Records at the Cat Club in New York City. We did record company showcases. And while we were good, I had really long blonde hair. And our songs were three-part harmony and good songs and ripping guitar solos. They weren't looking for that. They were looking for Alice in Chains, and they were looking for Soundgarden.
Right.
So we kind of didn't. We kind of missed the boat. I was always a little young. I missed that. Like, if I would have been doing what I was doing in 85, maybe I could have broke out of Cleveland. So fast forward to, like, you know, 90s, and I start this. I reluctantly do this Kurt Cobain tribute called Teen Spirit. And I go through the 90s playing cover songs, and I do a couple original CDs with Kid Wicked, and it's kind of like, I don't want to say that I gave up, but I kind of like was like, saw the writing on the wall. It's like, you know, I like melodic music and I like vocal harmonies. I like ripping guitar solos, but it's not happened. So I was just doing my thing. I had a recording studio. I was playing music and I was single. I was living in my mom's barn that I turned into a recording studio / bachelor pad. I had DirecTV when it first came out, and you could pirate the card. I had every TV channel. And I was doing my thing. I was happy. And then all of a sudden I got an email from Paul Gilbert. And Paul Gilbert heard my stuff and heard of me. He's like, hey, I need somebody to go to Japan and Korea with me and sing harmonies and play ripping solos and wear funny suits. You know, because Paul Gilbert's kind of a clown. You know, he's a jokester.
Right.
So I said, but he goes something like, and I forget exactly, he goes, but if Neil Diamond calls you, take that gig because it pays more than I do. Sort of like a lighthearted joke. So I responded right away. I'm like, dude, I'm in, man. I'm going to Japan with Paul Gilbert, you know. So this was after Mr. Big was kind of taking a hiatus, and he did a solo record. So if you look up you know, online on YouTube and look for Paul Gilbert, Flying Dog. I was on the Flying Dog tour and his live CD called Beehive Live and his live DVD called like 10,000 Notes. And mm-hmm. we did some really, really cool songs, some ripping solos, five-part vocal harmony. It was really cool. And I came back from that, and he was managed by a guy named John Greenberg. And when we were in Japan, John Greenberg, the manager, would always ask everybody, hey, man, I'm getting up early to work out. Who wants to work out? And I'm like, I'm going to hang out with Paul Gilbert and Rat's manager. You know, he was managing Rat and Paul Gilbert. So me and him kind of hit it off, and he was like, hey, when we get back, Rat's reforming, and I can get you an audition. I'm like, dude, I'm there, man. So I paid for an airline ticket, and I flew to L.A., and I just got off Paul Gilbert's thing, and I walk in to Rat's rehearsal studio. Now think about it, dude. I'm like 80s MTV rock fan. I am super fan of Rat. Warren Demartini is like my top three guitarists. So I walk in and they're looking up to me like, oh my God, just got off tour, you know, and we're looking for a guy. You look like the guy. You look like Robin Crosby. You could, you know. So we play three songs. We play Round and Round, Dance, 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 and Way Cool Junior or something. And I ripped it up. I ripped it up, man. I was on top of my game. And I sang high harmony, and I looked like Robin Crosby. And I walked out of that audition. I'm like, I got that gig. I'm gonna be the guitar player in Rat. So I go down like on like Melrose Avenue or Hollywood Boulevard. I don't even know. I'm having a cup of coffee. The phone rings, and they're like, and the manager John Greenberg is like, dude, you killed it. But they're gonna go with somebody local. They really love you, but they're gonna go with somebody local. And I was like, ah, damn, okay. But at least I got to meet those guys. So now they're my friends. All right, they're you know, whenever I ran into them after that, we were friends. So about maybe a couple months later, man, I get this voice message. I got a phone call from Janie Lane. Hey, Billy, give me a call. I didn't call him back. We were friends, you know. We were already longtime friends because he's from Ohio. And I didn't call him back. I was like, he called. He probably wants me to go out and run sound or da-da-da-da-da. He calls again, and I pick up. This was before caller ID. I'm like, hello? It's like, Billy, this is Janie. I'm like, oh, hey, man, what's up? He goes, you didn't call me back. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, man, I forgot. I'm like, what'd you need? He was like, well, I want you to play guitar for Warrant. And at first, I think he said, I want you to do guitar for Warrant. And I said to him, I said, dude, I said, I don't want to be, like, I just did this Paul Gilbert thing, and I don't want to be a guitar roadie for Warrant, you know, because I think at prior time, he asked me to run sound. I'm a good sound man, an engineer. And he's like, no. He goes, I want you to be the guitar player in Warrant. I'm like, oh, I'm in. So that was it, man. That was when I joined Warrant. And it was about 1999, and we practiced for a couple weeks. No, we didn't practice for a couple weeks. I learned the songs for a couple weeks. And we went – I went to L.A. I think maybe we met in Florida. I don't know. And we went on tour with Rat and L.A. Guns. And it was L.A. Guns, Rat, and Warrant. And we alternated every night who would close the show. So now I'm in Warrant. Nice. And if you ask me, I wanted to be in Warrant. I would rather be in Warrant than Rat because Janie Lane was one of my close friends. And I really love Warrant music. So for the next 4 or 5 years, man, I'm the lead guitar player in Warrant. We went on tour of Poison, went on tour of Whitesnake. We did the Rock Never Stops tour with Dokken, Rat, Firehouse, L.A. Guns. I got to tour and meet all of the guys that I looked up to rock and roll-wise. So if you ask me, did you make it? Damn right I made it, man. I was on tour buses, arenas, you know, outdoor amphitheaters, MTV, VH1. Super happy with where my career went. And then Janie quit Warrant.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Do you want me to keep talking?
Oh yeah, I hear you.
Am I getting a little long-winded?
No, no, not at all.
So,
this is fascinating.
So let me get you. Yeah, I'll keep going. I'll get you up to where it all kind of ended. So 2005,
right.
New Year's Day, New Year's Eve night, 2004-2005. We're playing a place in Jersey, and Janie had been unhappy with what was going on in the band. And they were very and the reason why and we're not gonna we're not gonna pull any punches. They were unhappy with him because he was drinking a lot, and it
right.
just came to a head that night, and he quit the band. So I had to make the decision: do I stay in Warrant, or do I stay with Janie Lane? Because he said, "Dude, stay with me." Those guys said, "Stay with us." And the decision that I made was, I'm staying with Janie Lane. He's my bro. We're both from Ohio. He got me in the band. And I think that because I stayed with them, I stayed with Janie and didn't talk to them, because the manager at the time said, look, there's going to be lawsuits over the name. And there were fighting over the name and stuff. And he goes, don't talk to those guys. So I didn't. And I think they have a little bit of hard feelings. Whenever I see them, they're kind of like short with me. And I understand. And there's rules. I can say Billy Morris, formerly of Warrant. I can't say of Warrant. I can say formerly of. As long as I say formerly of, and it's a little smaller in print than Warrant, I don't think they care. But
right.
in the meantime, you know, I'm living in Cleveland. I'm recording songs. I record all these. I've had like 70 songs. And I joined the band Tough with Stevie Rochelle and Todd Chason. So I'm playing guitar for Tough, and we're doing some festivals here and there. And I run into a friend of mine, Bill Chavis. Now, he's the owner of High Vol Music, the record label that I'm on. And I remembered him and his wife. I met them because they were on the Warrant Street team back in like 2000. And we were friends ever since. I rerun into them, and I know that he has a record label. And I know I have these 70 songs in my computer that are just sitting there. And I really think they're really good songs. So I said, dude,
right.
why don't you release my record? Write up a contract. Send me a contract. Let's do a record. And he sent me a contract. I read it once. It looked good to me. I signed it. And a couple of years later, it took me a long time because I'm very busy with my businesses, and I got three little boys now, and
wow.
the record's ready to come out. It's called Holding All the Aces on High Vol Music, and it's like a 70 songs over my lifetime that I had never released, and I picked the 12, 13, 14 best ones, and I recorded them over a period of 2 years, and I'm super happy with it. And I don't know if you have any music to play tonight. If they sent
yeah,
it to you,
we have four tracks.
I'm really happy
we
with
have
it.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Matter of fact, let's play
Thank
one
you.
Now to
let's do it.
Can get. We've got. I'm going to read them down, and you tell me what you think we should hit people with first. We've got, of course, "Party Like the Weekend Never Ends," "Dressed Up Like a Millionaire," "Stop Me," and "Dissolve." What should we hit people
okay.
with, do you think?
Let's not go so heavy metal. Let's do Party Like the Weekend Never Ends, because I think that this song here represents me the best.
Right.
Party Like the Weekend Never Ends is me. It's a, and I wrote this song kind of tongue in cheek. Like over the years, I wrote so many serious songs that I was breaking up with girls and heartfelt lyrics and three part harmonies. And like this song, I was like, all right, I'm going to write my Nothing But a Good Time by Poison. I'm going to write my Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day by Kiss. I'm going to make sure I write these lyrics in 20 minutes and they're going to be tongue in cheek and it's going to be nothing but fun. No more,
right.
You know, people not being happy. So this song is called Party Like the Weekend Never Ends. I had a buddy of mine in mind for some of the lyrics, but let me promise you this. When you hear the song, by the end of the song, you're already singing along with it, and it's going to be in your mind.
Yep.
And that's how it is live. When we play this song live to a crowd that's never heard it, by the end of the song, their fist is in the air, and they're going, we're going to party like the weekend never ends. So play it, and I'll hold on, and we'll talk about the other songs.
Fantastic. Here it is, folks. This is Billy Morris in the Sunset Strip. Party Like the Weekend Never Ends. Party Like the Weekend Never Ends, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip, that is the anthem of 2018. Billy, every time I hear that track, I'm going to think of this summer. It's fantastic.
I'm telling you.
You did it.
I got a buddy of mine, you know, I did it. And I think I'm going to go in that direction in the future. Now, some of the other songs on the record that you hear, like, there's some serious parts of the record. But the songs that he sent you, you know, is a, probably a pretty good description or, you know, of the whole, all the tracks. There's some heavy metal songs. There's a couple, there's a ballad on there. The one song that I'm really happy with is a song called Dressed Up Like a Millionaire. And that's the one song that I had nothing to do with the writing of it, but my producer, the kid that I work with, Mike Woods, this guy that I met, he takes my songs after I record it, and he adds percussion and edits and drum beats and vocals and all this great stuff. And he only does it to the songs that he thinks he can work on. So I sent him all these songs, and he did some things to a few songs. He definitely worked on that song. And the cool part about that song is I recorded all of that, all those tracks with a drum machine. And we had to find a drummer to play the drums on it. Yeah. Well, that, there's not drum machine on that now, but I recorded all that with the drum machine. And we had to find a real drummer to play it. He's like, you got something? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to use my drummer, Ray Brown, Waylon drummer. Mm-hmm. He's like, ah, well, I might have somebody you may want to have play on this. I'm like, yeah, who's that? Oh, his name's Kevin Figueredo. He's the current drummer for the band Extreme with Nuno Betancourt. I'm like, oh, the guy with the pork chops and the afro? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I want that guy. So, yeah, I got to meet him, and he played it. So he's on that track. That's the only song that he's on, but I am going to use him in the future. But Waylon drums on that. Come on, if the guy's an Extreme and he plays drums for me, oh, yeah? I'm happy, right?
Exactly.
So exactly. I guess you could play the next song is called Dressed Up Like a Millionaire. I heard this song and I said, oh my God, I got to record this song. And his band had been broken up and the song was just kind of sitting there doing nothing. So he said, yeah, here's the drum track. So he sent me the drum tracks and I just re-recorded most of the stuff over it and sang it. And it's the most, one of the most metal songs on the record. But it's badass, and I'm proud to release it and say that my friend Mike Woods wrote it, and I recorded and sang it, and there you have it.
That's awesome. Let's play it. Yeah, this is Dressed Up Like a Millionaire, okay. Everybody. Check this out. Dressed Up Like a Millionaire, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip. That's off the upcoming album, Holding All the Aces. That's out the 24th of this month, August. Billy.
High Vol Music.
High Vol Music.
That's killer.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
It's the 2 Megastars Summer Mashup, the awesome iPhone, on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires port in of number not currently active on T-Mobile Network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products. All featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Now, we've been talking off the air, and it's funny because I should record these conversations off the air, but because they're fascinating, but I never do. That's just more work for me, I guess. But cool things that I learned just tonight talking to you is we were talking about, you know, being in business and hustling and all this and that, and you do that, definitely. You have a couple of other businesses that you're currently doing as we speak right now.
As we speak. Okay. So I started a company called Smokin' Rock and Roll. And what I used to do, like I told you, like I used to live in my mom's barn and I turned into a bachelor pad with a recording studio and I'd play gigs on the weekends. I'd come back to the barn in the country and I'd get under the stars and I'd light up the grill and start cooking hamburgers and chicken. Nice. And I'd get in a little bit of smoking chicken and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I really kind of like this smoking thing. And I'm a rock and roller, so I could do a service called where I could smoke the food for you, then after you eat my smoked food, I walk over to the stage and I rock and roll you. And I came up with the name Smoke and Rock and Roll. So I started it by getting a custom-built smoker built in Alabama and driving down and getting that smoker. I started doing some parties like that. My band would play. I'd tow this smoker up and I'd cook beef brisket and pulled pork and chicken for the party. And it just built from there. So I don't know if you know, you guys got Craigslist. You go on Craigslist and look for deals and stuff. I'm a Craigslist junkie. I'm looking for dirt bikes all the time, guitars and PA. And at the time, I'm like looking at trucks, and I see this white panel truck from the Cleveland Public Library for sale for $3,000. I'm like, well, I'm gonna buy that. I'm gonna turn that into a food truck. And $40,000 later, I had my first food truck. I didn't know it was gonna be a money pit like that, but I didn't even know until it was done. I started adding everything. I'm like, oh my God, I'm 40 large into this thing. But you know, you got to put a hood in there and a fan system and fire extinguishers and a three compartment sink and a separate hand sink, fresh water, gray water, hot water tank. Let me keep going. Propane gas line system. You know, the hood, the vents, cooker, you know, flat top, char top, two burner stove top, 48 inch sandwich prep table. On the side of this truck, I put a 40 inch video board. I play 80s rock videos. So when you're coming to my food truck, I'm playing Round and Round by Rat and you know, Firehouse Don't Treat Me Bad and just go down the line. All, you know, I play Buck Cherry. I play all these killer rock videos and I serve food like pulled pork, beef brisket, smoked chicken, macaroni and cheese. So then I'm thinking, well, you know, I got to have ice cream. I got to do dessert. So I build the smoke and rock and roll on ice. This is not really a truck. It's a trailer that tows behind the truck. I had it custom built to be the same exact length. Though back to the truck, I got $5,000 in the vehicle wrap because it was a white truck. And I hired a artist out of Atlanta that used to work for the Cartoon Network to design the truck. So I got a pig playing a guitar with a flaming guitar pick. And he's got a tattoo of Fork and Knife. It's SR&R with the Iron Maiden font and the flaming guitar. And that cost me money. And the wrap cost me money. The wheel simulators cost me money. The generator cost me money. All the diamond plate inside, the back door is a – picture the back door. It's a Marshall stack with the Smoke and Rock and Roll logo, and that's the back door. It's the baddest-looking truck on the planet. What else? I'm looking at it right now because I'm here. Oh, I got a freezer. I got service window, fire extinguishers, TVs. Anyways, you're right, though. It isn't around-the-clock business. It's the going on – it's after 10 o'clock now. I'm just starting to smoke the food for tomorrow's service. So what I do is I usually work some of the time during the day, but spend a lot of time with my kids. And then I put the kids to bed and I come under the stars and I smoke this food. I got to do it now because up in Cleveland in about 2 months, it's going to start snowing and I have to park these trucks. So I have to make as much money as I can so I can threaten my girlfriend to sit on the couch all winter long and play PlayStation. Although that doesn't work. I do something else. So moving on to the third truck, I bought another truck and I built a macaroni and cheese truck. So this is called the Smoke and Rock and Roll Mac truck, and it's specialized. It's got the same pig with the guitar, but he's smashing a block of cheddar cheese, and there's cheese splattered all over the truck and macaroni noodles, and it's cool. So and I got that trailer smoker I originally started with. So there's some jobs that we take every vehicle. And it's a big dinner service, and the band plays. I got a huge sound and light system, and it just kicks ass.
That is so cool.
So
that is,
I work.
Mean, that,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that's what it takes. There's so many people. I had a young kid a couple weeks ago, and he wanted to be a painter like I do, and he's like, yeah, I want to be an artist. And I'm like, well, yeah, okay. I know where that's going when he says that, you know. And he's like, yeah, man, I could do that. I could paint all day. And I said, yeah, I would like to do that too, man. But when you're in business,
you got to go buy groceries, dude.
Exactly. And, you know, you got to work that phone and you got to work that email and you got to, you know, I mean, there's a lot more to it. And, you know, it's just like in your gig, when you meet people and they're like, oh, I'm just going to be a rock star. I'm just going to play guitar. That's what I'm like.
Oh,
man,
we're getting a record deal. It's going to be nothing but limos. And I'm glad you brought that up because – I thought that too, but now a little – I've experienced it. And if you look at all the bands out on tour, I mean, from the 80s, My Peers, L.A. Guns, Firehouse, Rat, Dokken, Warrant, go down the line, Poison, and then, not the big ones like Poison and Guns N' Roses, but all those guys got to go out and work. They made no money from those records. The record labels made it all. And, for instance, I know for a fact the guys in Warrant, the more records they sold, the management was like, oh, the more pyro you need, the more lights you need. And they spent that money. So, you know, when you're looking at, like, bands like, I don't know, all of them, playing the Iowa City Corn Festival and then going to, like, the South Carolina, you know, Crawdad Festival. They're playing because they need to make money. And I'm lucky enough to have this food truck business, and my band on the weekends plays some gigs locally where I make really good money, that this record I'm putting out is for the love of music. And when it comes out, I'm pretty confident with it. But if it makes me, you know, a couple $100, I'm satisfied. If it makes me thousands and thousands of dollars, which I hope it does, I'm really satisfied. But I put this record out for the passion of the music. And I think it comes through when you listen to the whole thing.
Absolutely. And it resonates. Every track on this that I've heard on this, it resonates and it strikes a chord. And it doesn't sound dated. I don't want the listeners to think that this, oh, well, this sounds like, you know, 80s, you know. I would put it in a
That's
vein.
That's a good point.
But it's
That's
not
a good point
dated.
That I want to touch on. Because a lot of times, you know, the people want to say, formerly of Warren, the guitarist of Warrant, Billy Morris. But that, I don't want to say in a bad way, because I'm very proud of my past, but that kind of dates me. If you're a young person, you hear a lot of these songs, dude, I look good. I played in front of, you know, recently this summer, I played Bike Fest in front of 5,000 people. And the young kids, they don't know or care that I was in the band Warrant. They just like the music. And we go up and you know, kill it. And that's what it's all about, doing that.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's something that I think a lot of the rockers of our generation touched on, that people, there is nothing better than going to a rock show. You know, you go to I'm into all kinds of music, and I've been to all kinds of concerts all over the world, really. But there is something about a kick-ass rock show. There's just an energy there that you don't get other places. And, you know, and the girls, it's a party and it's a good time and it's, it kicks ass, you know, it's hard to duplicate.
No
that.
Doubt. Well, you know, a lot of people get their music from YouTube on their cell phones and cable TV and stuff back, you know, before cable TV and smartphones, you had to go out and watch live music. So there's never any substitute for that. Plus, I've got a saying, you know, we don't use any backing tracks whatsoever. We sing all of our parts. We play all of our guitar tracks. And we have a saying, people come to hear us play, not press play. How about that? You get it? No backing tracks with my band. Everybody sings real good in the band and we use some nice harmonies and stuff. And check out that, you know, if everybody's listening out there and you can find the record, highvolmusic.com, and follow me on my Smokin' Rock and Roll food trucks on Facebook and smokinrockandroll.com, and just please keep in touch because I'm very accessible.
Ladies and gentlemen,
my email address is billymorrisproductions@gmail.com. Somebody email me, say hi.
There you go.
billymorrisproductions@gmail.com.
We have a link up to Billy's website, of course, but we're also going to add, as soon as the show's over, his Smokin' website as well, and social media.
Yeah, you can check all that out.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com.
Let's play the song Stop Me. Now, this is a little alternative for me, and it's kind of a little bit, I've been told, a little bit of the Romantics feel. Remember the band The Romantics?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm from Detroit, of course. Yeah.
There you have it. So I kind of feel like this is my Romantics song.
Nice. Nice. Well, here it is, folks. Here it is. Stop Me, Billy Morris and Sunset Strip. Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip. Billy, I know we're short on time here, but we were talking off the air. you've got a big show coming up.
Well, yeah, I do. It's called the High Volume Music Summer Bash, and it's going to be at the end of August, coinciding with my CD release party.
Mm-hmm.
A little far for you guys, but if you want to make the trip up to Ohio, it's in Worcester, Ohio. And
nice.
It's a really cool club called Fiori's Entertainment Complex. It's an outdoor, big giant outdoor stage and a big patio area with a bunch of seating and stuff. And so I had the date, and I talked to my record label president and CEO, Bill Chavis, and I said, hey, let's do a record label show for your label and showcase all your talent. So that's what we did. We put the show together. It's going to be Billy Morris and Every Mother's Nightmare co-headlining with some of our friends, Stevie Rochelle and Todd Chason from the band Tough, who I also play guitar for. And Todd Chason is my business partner in the food truck business.
Oh, and, well, there you go.
Yeah. And there's another band called Red Rain. There's a whole bunch of high-volume bands that I'm drawing a blank right now. But it's an all-day music festival. I go on about 10:30. I'm going to play some songs from the record, and then we're gonna end it there, but then we'll get some of our friends out to jam some cover songs. It's what I like to do. I like to party like the weekend never ends. So that's what this festival is. It's August 25th. It's in Worcester, Ohio, if you want to look it up. And just everybody keep in touch, man. Billy Morris, I'm just coming out, man. I've been in Warrant. I played guitar for Quiet Riot after I left Warrant.
Sure.
I was a touring guitarist for Quiet Riot for a minute. I've been all over the country. There might be some people out there listening that know me, because I'd love to hear from you. So I thank you for the time that you've given me on your radio show here. And just remind everybody, it's August 25th, the High Vol Summer Bash. And, dude, check out highvolmusic.com. It's a great lineup of artists, and the record label has a lot of passion, and the owner of the label is one righteous guy, and I feel like he's one of my best friends. And when I told him I wanted to release this record, he's like, let's do it. So he
nice.
Took the chance on me, and I came through, and I think it's going to pay off for him. But Billy Morris Band, High Vol Music, Summer Bash, August 25th. But also at some point coming to a town near you in South Florida, Billy Morris Band. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Nice. I can't wait. Billy, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it. And, you know, good luck with
the
show.
You got it.
Taking all that. And we will, I'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you so much.
You got it. Good talking. I'll see you soon. Bye bye now.
Absolutely. Well, there you go, folks. How about that? Billy Morris. Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip. Man, you got to get this CD. It's Holding All the Aces. You can get that through High Vol Music. It'll be out everywhere, actually. You can get that wherever you buy digital music. People always ask me, they're always like, you know, well, the guest you have on the show, where should we get it? My first response is, get their CD at a show. That's always a good thing. And but if I don't know, you live in Lithuania or someplace, you're like, well, I can't get to that show. Not a problem. Just try it. If you can't get it from the artist directly, you get it where you get your digital music. You know, as long as you're getting it and listen to it, it's very, very cool. And also, like I said, we have links up to all the websites, Billy Morris Band website and Sunset Strip website, and High Vol Music and all this and that. And also, tonight is officially sponsored by one of my favorite people, or one of her ventures, MBM Music LLC. We have a link to them as well. If you need help on the PR side of things, Allison and the gang over there at MBM Music LLC, you won't find better. Make friends with them. Get them in your corner. They have a fantastic subscription service there that you can it's really affordable, man. I'm telling you it's the best deal in town, and they book all this stuff for you and do all this PR stuff, and it's very, very cool. So get in touch with them. We have a link up to them as well. It's very, very cool. You know, I love being around. It inspires me. That's why I do the show. Tonight's episode, what is tonight, 739 or something like that, I'm thinking. Man, 700 shows. I when I first started doing this, I thought I'd do about, you know, I don't know, 20 or 30, maybe 50 these shows. Here we are, 700 plus, you know. It's I'm blown away by it. But yeah, very, very cool. And of course, you know, if you're listening, when if you're listening to the podcast of this, you can support our advertisers as well, because you know, that's what keeps the lights on around here. That's why we have 700 shows. No, and the real reason is all the listeners, and that's very, very cool. Tonight, man, that was cool talking to Billy. I enjoyed that, and I can't. This CD is fantastic, everybody. Holding All the Aces. You're gonna have to get this. We got a couple weeks till it's officially released, and but you wanna pick that up, man. You wanna pick it up. Very, very cool. We're going to. That's gonna wrap it up for us tonight. We're let's see, what is. Oh, back tomorrow afternoon. We've got a really cool another cool band on tomorrow. And that's going to be a lot of fun. That's tomorrow afternoon here. Who do we have tomorrow? It's can't think of their name right now. Oh, Big Mother Gig. That's right. And that'll be at 4 o'clock here on the East Coast. And of course, that is one out on the West Coast, Big Mother Gig. And it's very cool. I like their new single a lot. Well, you'll hear it tomorrow. We'll talk about it and whatnot. But they have an interesting story as well. Very, very cool, ladies and gentlemen. We are out of here. I get to turn off my new sign, and that's going to do it for us tonight. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great night. We're going to end the show tonight with a final track from Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip. This is called Dissolve, and it's another really, really good one. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. Of course, this show will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media streams where you can hear it, including up on Apple Podcasts. How about that? Very, very cool. If you are listening to the show in the future, the podcast, Hello from the Past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. That keeps us up at the top of the page. And, you know, the view's always better from the top, man. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's a good thing. So we will see you then. We'll see you the next time. Have a great night, everybody. And this is Dissolve, Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip. Have a great one. Bye.
Slowly watch your petty thing dissolve.
been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.